But soon he will learn manners. I will torture his body so that his soul learns to be humble.
Okay, he know we just talking here, right? I mean, we just getting people interested in
Cage Against the Machine.
So all I'm saying is coconut water, yes, it could be rude, but if you add a little bit of lime, it's good. But coconut milk can replace your dairy. I know you guys don't want to hear it. I know you're anti-coconut. I don't know what this double D war against macaroons is, but you need to open your mind.
Macaroons are fundamentally trash act.
Trash.
You need to open your mind to the powers of coconut.
And the thing is that the problem
it hydrates the body.
I mean, I'll throw a coconut at somebody and open my mind to the power of coconuts.
Coconut is actually technically very good for you, like coconut oil.
Yes.
Like it is a very healthy thing.
Yes.
That is an actual fact. And it's antibacterial. There's all kinds of activities, right?
You know, olive oil inflames you when you
burn. All I'm saying is it tastes nasty, though. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I got beef with it, especially coming from an island.
Okay.
Right, right.
But I'd rather have a pineapple or guava or a mango.
Hey.
I missed it. What was the pause?
Coming from an island?
Mm. Wow.
That's a technical pause.
Technical. Yes.
You just reached.
That's a technical pause.
Y'all are tripping.
You remember that 8 Crazy Nights?
Yes.
That's a technical foul.
Oh my God, bud.
What did I was thinking of you the other day, the ringer? When did you get ice cream?
When did we stop for ice cream?
Oh, we used to watch so many idiot movies on our way, keeping ourselves up awake when people would show us Japanese MMA at 4 in the morning. So glad to see you guys. I miss Pride.
Right. That was such a golden era, bro. We may never see that type of stuff again. Bro.
Ever.
10-minute rounds with no regard for human life, bro.
Right.
Three 10-minute rounds.
Two words.
Like, think about it. Like, if
soccer
someone just says you're going
to
fight for half an hour, bro.
Two words. Bob Sapp.
Half-hour fight?
Bob Sapp, Deshaun.
In front of, like, Yokohama Stadium, like, 80,000 screaming Japanese waiting to see someone get earth-shatteringly slammed.
But they'd be quiet until they get slammed. Like,
They start Japanese punching crowds are like this. If Japanese are watching a fight, it's like this.
Right, but that's during the fight.
Because they care.
On those walkouts, they're going nuts.
And then somebody gets slammed, it's like, And then somebody gets out of the takedown and reverses it.
They go, ooh.
And
I
swear that announcer lady, I used to swear that was Ronell.
Yeah.
I was like, how did Ronell get to Japan? This is ridiculous.
Yo. That whole place would be wild. Mm. Listen, man, if y'all want to really see people get obliterated, Pride. FC.
Mm-hmm.
And you put in names like Crow Cop. You put in names like Noguera. You put in names like, remember Volchanchin? Mm-hmm. Remember Volchanchin?
Mm-hmm. Fedor.
Before Fedor, there was Volchanchin. He was laying fools out. Bob Sapp.
OG Rampage.
Mm.
We
told y'all about
he
that
was
Mark
terrifying.
Kerr.
Mark Kerr.
Yeah.
Rampage. Man, that Ricardo Arona when he just slammed him.
He changed the world.
He changed MMA that night.
But here was the deal. Even as a blue belt, I think at that time, as soon as you start the triangle, you have to ground yourself by hooking their leg.
Yeah.
You either guillotine it like a choke or you underhook it that way. But you never have both hands. Like, once you've locked it, you have to stay anchored because that's exactly what happened. So I was like.
And so they say if you don't knock him out, it makes it tighter, right?
Oh, dude, yeah. But, like, the chances of you not getting knocked out is slim to none.
Because
once you're up in the air.
Even when Hughes
did
Carlos Newton, right?
Yeah,
he said it was. He said it was because he put me to sleep.
Yeah.
I didn't even mean
dropped.
To slam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He dropped.
He woke up and the ref was like, he's like, oh, thanks.
It's just not a good defense.
But it's just like you got to anchor yourself to the body, bud. And like the fact that, obviously Ricardo Arona will drag me right now. But I'm saying like I was blown away that someone of his skill set would have not done that with someone as powerful as Rampage.
Right.
Yeah, but I think that was part of the beauty of the sport was he was opening that door to realize this is what's going to happen, right? Like, he had never thought, okay, you know, it had people who were slamming people like that before.
Dude,
like, okay,
you know
now
it's crazy?
Nobody's ever tried it again.
The closest thing to Rampage that MMA ever had, and I guess still kind of has on the sidebar, but he's not really respected, is Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
Remember Crazy Horse?
Yeah.
He's like the he is like the ODB of MMA,
right.
Like hella dope, but he never really got his props. You know what I mean?
And when he would fight fools in the back, but he fought Vanderlei in the back.
Out. Hey, listen.
Hey.
Look up Crazy Horse and Pride.
Hey,
and
no.
You'll see mayhem.
Hey, did
bro.
You see that video?
And he was like a 155 or
something.
Yeah,
when
right?
he was in the back fighting who?
Recently.
Didn't he fight Vanderlei?
Recently, in a house in like Georgia,
like a house party,
or Florida,
he
yeah.
too.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Some dude who looked like your uncle who shouldn't have come to the party, and everybody's already drunk.
I know, but somebody they were drunk, and it's like somebody said the special word, and he asked him to apologize.
Somebody dropped the N-bomb.
He wouldn't stop doing it, and then he had that look, and then dude was like, "Okay, if you swing at me, I'm gonna let you know what's gonna happen." He did it. Oh, Crazy Horse gave it to him.
It was
nice.
So.
It was hilarious.
It was somewhere between hilarious and tragic.
Crazy Horse is the Ron Artest of
right, right,
whoa.
Right. Meta world peace,
dude. I'm telling you, because Crazy Horse.
Hey, I'm just gonna chill on this table until you throw a paper napkin at me,
and then mayhem.
It's a lot going on.
Charging you like Nolan Ryan on the mound.
Yes.
Cage Cousins, we shouldn't have left you. We shouldn't have left you without another podcast to step to.
Step two.
Step two. This is Cage Against the Machine, my squad, my crew. They rep me, I rep them. We bring to you the monthly podcast, Round Zero, the intersection between martial arts, wellness, combat sports, comic books, hip-hop, philosophy.
Health.
Thinking different, and some ignorant. Back room, barbershop, laugh really hard comedy.
Yes.
I am.
All of that happens every show.
Every show. I'm one of your hosts, the Sweet MBA. I'm joined by my co-founder.
Brink.
And back from worldwide traveling to London.
You know what I'm saying? Shaolin, boy.
Shaolin, New
boy.
York. Give it up for the Bishop of Hip Hop himself.
Beast of the world.
You know him,
Wu-Tang,
Adisa.
For the children.
And if you haven't peeped, you can find him on Bishop Chronicles, on Spotify.
iTunes.
Farside Radio. Sometimes I'm on there.
Yeah, he is. He's coming back.
We're going to do some more things. Thank you, everyone. As you notice, I've been trying to do my what do you want to call them? My little cool downs where I talk about the ends of fights.
Yes.
And my thoughts about it. I see you guys are enjoying those. I'm going to do more. I'm going to do a little bit more video because you've been asking on it. I might even start calling Brain and seeing if he wants to get on these cooldowns. I'm doing what you guys ask. So you see, Deshaun gave me a test t-shirt. We're working on that. We're going to get that going.
It's really fresh.
Yeah, I'm in a good place. We're feeling a lot better. Thank you for bearing with us, our sickness. Coronavirus is trying to punk us.
Man.
Gas prices must be an election season. That's all I gotta say.
Right.
It's a hard time to be in the Bay right now.
It's a hard time. So much to talk about. So much news in martial arts. Mm. We started off with some game about how do you really make these locking in on the body and make those triangles work.
Yeah.
We are here to discuss, in my opinion, the most interesting fight.
Interesting.
Of 2020. The one I'm the most excited about.
Of 2020?
Yeah,
are
for
you
me.
Sure?
For me.
Of the whole year.
Of the whole year, what I'm excited about.
This is more important. This
got,
is more exciting than
we got,
Ferguson, bro.
We got some things. I'm saying. We got some things out of the way. We got Connor needed to make his money out of the way. We got John Jones need to cheat with the judges out of the way. Now we can get back to the real sport. Paid some bills. UFC 248. Adesanya versus Romero.
Man.
With a very special co-main event. I'm so excited. I know he'll be excited next month. We'll have a special guest that I've been promising we're going to bring on for years.
Okay.
And I love this cage thing we're doing because you connect two people in the DMs. And then I found out this guest knows Adisa from way back. I just love this. I love what we do. We like bring all the camaraderie and brotherhood that you see on the mats or you see in the training squad, and we're bringing it out there. Martial arts can heal your life. And we see it over and over again.
That's facts right there.
Change your life. Because you can. I believe in you. So many amazing things. Cage Cousins, don't hold it against me. I'm trying to help my people. You can see me on the news all this week because I'm trying to help my people. Don't hold it against me. I would never sell out. I just want you to buy
in. He's shining. He's shining this weekend.
They asked Metallica, did you cut your hair? Did you make a softer sound because you sold out? They said, no. We just had every seat in the stadium sold. Anyways, moving on. Any news that we want to discuss? What do I want to discuss? Tomorrow, we are going to have the flyweight fight we've been waiting for. Were you waiting for this? Were you waiting for this? I was waiting for this. We're going to have Joseph Benavidez versus, how do you say his name? He speaks Brazilian. Notice that.
Everson Figueroa, is that it?
Yeah, no, Deverson. Diverson Figueroa. I know it's not Brazilian. I know it's Portuguese. But I try to change my language for my audience because they don't know. They can't even find Brazil on a map. Anyways, this is great.
That's fair.
This fight has been held up for too long because Cringe Master himself, Henry Cejudo, has held up the division. Speaking of talented 135s, tonight at this very moment, our brother, our friend, our favorite guest, El Matador. Hector Farahora, is fighting on Combates Americas.
Ooh. That sounds exciting. Say that again. What is it again?
Combates Americanas. Not sure that's right, but I use that little fake accent because it makes me feel better. I developed it when...
It sounded authentic to me.
Hey, remember when you were in like 7th and 8th grade and you started reading that?
I learned that in the mountains in Nepal.
Yes, straight up. God's Gracie. Remember you was taking that.
Gracie.
Remember they told you if you wanted to go to college, you had to learn a foreign language, so they gave you that Nuestras Amigas? Remember that? They asked you to pick your name? Wow. Remember that? And then all the black kids started getting that accent? Remember that? You had that accent too? You start saying, Me llamo Brett. It was never, Me llamo Brett. No, that was for the kids whose parents had tutors.
Right.
Not us.
Right.
Not us.
You coming?
All of a sudden, we had a voice in the back of the throat. But you notice the kids who took French, they never had a voice either.
That's really interesting.
You meet the black kids who spoke French, right? They never were like, Francois. No, it's always Spanish. You're like, Me llamo Brett.
Yeah.
Donde el biblioteco? Well, I don't know why. Don't know why, but we did it. I'm just telling the truth. Speaking of which, you know what you call a black guy who speaks French? A Haitian. Moving on.
Wow.
I'm saying, I'm trying to coach you guys. They can't even find Haiti on a map. They can't even find it. I'm trying to make up for 8 years of school they didn't get.
That's because it's disguised.
In one show?
Yeah. In one show. We're going to smash it
together. One island, two countries.
What else happened, which is great? Last weekend, the long-awaited UFC Auckland. It was amazing. Did you watch it? You didn't watch it. That's right. You texted me. You said you're working. Stop bothering me.
Yeah, I was working.
That was amazing. Amazing. I'm so excited. So proud of my guys.
I was checking the results, though. Yeah. Sneaking them when I could.
Yeah, I got hella points in the fantasy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All my Chinese fighters won. All my Kiwis won. I'm very happy. So happy I almost called Deshaun to take him to some Shaolin Kung Fu noodles and realized I was 12 hours away by flight. I was very mad.
Wow.
But I did find the Urger restaurant in Oakland, and we're going to go. Did? I did. I found it. I got you. I'm going to take you. It's in Chinatown. It's right by 10th Planet, matter of fact. I got you.
I guess
We're going.
Shout out to Mike Hildebrand. We're coming through.
We're coming through.
Got noodles.
All right. What other news do we have in the world of MMA, martial arts, health, wellness?
Ooh. Stick from Dead Prez dropped a new album called The Workout 2.
Ooh.
Workout 2. It came out today. I think you can get it on Amazon. You should definitely follow him on IG at Stick, S-T-I-C. And he's got like 13 tracks on there. It looks pretty fire.
Nice. Shout
and the RZA dropped a guided meditation album?
Yeah, guided meditation.
What does that even mean?
So, like, you know how people will meditate, right?
Yeah.
There's also a thing called guided meditation where you meditate, but you're listening to a person kind of literally guide you through what, where your focus should be. You know what I mean? And things like that. It's pretty cool. It's
I actually
cool.
have an app for it.
So I heard the guided meditations by RZA, and they're dope. He's doing some stuff in conjunction with Tazo T, T-A-Z-O.
Yep.
So hip-hop community, martial arts community.
Oh, if you I love care that about tea.
Stuff like this, yeah. So Tazo T did a thing called Comp Tazo in Staten Island, New York, at a botanical garden where they brought out RZA to work with about 20 creatives. And these people were filmmakers, designers, comedians, dancers, rappers, right? Poets, fashion designers, journalists. And so what they did was if they were hitting a wall, you would apply to Tazo and RZA will mentor you for a week. So they fly you to Shaolin, you get to meet RZA, he mentors you, and periodically he'll bring people through. So luckily, he brought me through to teach certain parts of the group about chess and life. Then he brought the Shaolin monk Xian Ming down. And Xian Ming ran in through the opening aspects of how to connect with your qi and certain katas. And it was a pretty mind-blowing experience, man. It was a mind-blowing experience. I was very...
forms.
Grateful, man.
I couldn't do it.
To be there, dude.
Forms, not katas. It's katas crazy. Japanese. Sorry.
Oh.
Chinese kung fu. Sorry, I had to protect it.
Thank you. Thank you. I do say kata just because like, I'm always no, thinking about fair. Karate. And
to
you're
be
right.
Fair, to be
no,
fair,
no, I needed that checking. This is what real G's do.
There was a Chinese G's fighter do. Fighting last week, and an announcer at the UFC was like, "Wow, those kies are really powerful." And I'm like, "Kies are what Japanese arts do." Not Chinese.
What do you say in Chinese? What is it?
There is no word for it. But I mean, it's just like the same thing with like, for example, like Muay Thai. They make hella noise. There's no name.
But there's no name for it. I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? So right, it's just like, don't just spread peanut butter everywhere.
Right.
Right. Don't put sauce everywhere. Some people only want sauce.
That's
on half
a really
the pizza.
Good point. Because you know what? I'm as you said, Forms. I was listening because he is RZA's teacher.
Right.
He is Xian Ming is RZA's teacher. Look this dude up. Xianming. Xian Ming. And so he was there and it was really dope, man. It was very dope. There was vegan food all day everywhere. It was sushi. It was samosas. It was like these crazy donut things that were popping the most. And like, if I could eat vegan food like that every day, I wouldn't eat meat again. Ever. Not once.
It was just that available.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But it was an amazing thing. Camp Tazo,
and cost man. Effective too.
If you look up hashtag Camp Tazo T-A-Z-O, you'll see pics and stuff from it. I know they filmed sections of it, but I don't know if it'll be. I don't know what they're gonna do with the clips, but it was devastating. And if you are an artist and you want to join something like that, you should follow up with Camp Tazo and see if they're gonna do it again.
Oh, and speaking of which, so, I have a special message for the RZA. I found out we're getting a season 2. Thank you, sir.
Thank right.
You. I'm just happy.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I needed.
The Wu Show?
I don't need another Wu-Tang album, but I do.
After the thing, there was a mansion party, yeah. And Young Dirty Bastard was in the building, blood.
I love it.
Nice.
We was chilling. He's cool as ice, man.
Yeah. I like how they take care of their own family.
Yeah.
It's really motivational.
Yeah, it was dope. So, yeah. Workout.
That was great.
Camp Tazo.
That's great. Anything else? Big items that we should discuss? Think about?
No, I think we're good.
Talk? All right.
I think we're ready.
We think we're ready. Well, you guys ready to dive in?
Yes.
We know what we do here. Do you know what we do here, Cage Cousins? Let's remind you. Here's our format. We're going to talk about some prelims that each of us have really selected.
Prelims are dope.
Then we'll talk about the main card.
Look at the
and a co-main event.
Heavy hitters.
And then we will talk about the main event.
The main.
And predictions with all that. So let's start off. Any fights that we care about in this super early prelim on ESPN Fight Pass? I'm really interested in Emily Whitmire versus Pollyanna Viana. Am I a big Emily Whitmire fan? Not really. But I did pick her from my fantasy league.
How'd she do?
Why? Well, she's going to fight. This will be the first fight.
Okay.
She's very interesting. She is a disciple of Cookie Monster. Cupcake. What's her name? Misha Tate.
Oh.
But what I really liked.
This is her prodigy?
This is her prodigy. This will be her, I think, third UFC fight. What I liked was after her second fight, she whooped the girl, and then the other coach tried to shake her hand, and she's like, nah, F that dude.
What?
Yeah, he was at my gym, and I kept trying to ask him, are you training someone to fight against me? And he wouldn't answer me, and then he wants to show up here and not say nothing. F him.
She's a G. I already like her.
Bro. I like that. Yeah, no, I just like that. No, man, I feel it. Let's just be honest. I'm not shaking your hand if you don't like me. Just be honest. I would have shook your hand if you had honor.
She's a G.
Right.
But what do we know about Pollyanna? Because I like that name because it sounds so much like you can't fight. That'd be awesome if you could.
Right. Where you know there what I'm you saying? Go. Right.
Pollyanna.
She is
Big boom bop.
You know she has got that.
Like, yo, Pollyanna started putting hands on her.
Archetypical Muay Thai jiu-jitsu combination.
That's a sexy combo. I'm not even talking about her. I'm saying jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai, that's a sexy combo.
It is.
Yes. Your question.
I'm not saying she's not sexy.
No, I'm just saying. I don't even
want to speak about anything that deals with gender, actually. I'm done.
She's
I'm not trying to get fighting. Sued or
she's fighting
canceled.
For
I just like being on TV.
She's lost her last three, so basically.
Yes.
She's got a big
slip
coming if she doesn't win this fight.
Hey, I'll just say she is going for, I won't call it the BMF belt, but she's going for the Paige VanZant belt.
Wow.
Oh.
She's going for the Rachel Ostafich belt.
Speaking of Paige VanZant, did you hear what she did today?
No.
Talk to me.
She did a live Q&A naked with her boyfriend in the bathtub.
That's what I thought.
Like, they didn't show nudity, but...
Thank you.
But she was clearly
come
naked.
On.
But you want me to
so
watch...
So wait, let
but
me
you
ask
want me to watch your fight.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
What's my new favorite meme of 2020? Anyone here watch... And I'm not saying this because you are you. Anyone here watch... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Dude, I never started watching.
I never watched that show. But you know that meme?
The first few seasons were hell funny.
You know what I mean? Where he's like, that's sweet for 2020.
Just not having it.
No, I'm not having it with you. No, Rachel Ostovich. No, Paige VanZant.
You sure about that?
No, I watch fights for fights.
Right.
I watch fights for fights.
You ain't gonna be the thick fighter who gets followed. I don't follow her.
I don't need a thirst trap.
I don't follow either one of them.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't care how much, whatever they wear. I don't care. Blood, like, I just don't care like that.
Win a fight.
Yeah.
Hey,
Rachel pisses me off because she's a one. So I'm like, come on, girl. Really?
She could be dope, man.
But she's more worried about pictures and bikinis than she is about training.
Yeah,
she
figured it out. Having her hair extra right.
She figured it out. She's like, look. This is where I'm going to get my money because it ain't because from my hands and feet.
Because Dana's not breaking me off with that kind of money.
No. Dana's trying to break me off with something else. Anyways, any other fights that you guys are interested in?
That was going to be the one I was going to choose.
That was it's funny because transition.
It says Pollyanna's team is called Ta-Ta Fight Team.
I rest my case.
Where's she based? Where's she from?
Brazil.
Is she from Sao Paulo? Is she from Rio?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't.
Because Rio's more like New York, whereas like if she was from Bahia, it's a little more beach bummy. You know what I mean? Just
But what does Tata mean in Brazil? And like here, it means what'd you call it? Put them on the glass.
Shout out to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Well, you know, you're so also, rich, bro. You're so rich. Come invest in something that I'm doing, bro. Come on, Mix.
Come give me some advice.
Yes.
We just want to have a sit down with
you. I know you always put it down for San Ho. Meet me in San Ho, bro. We'll meet in Shark City.
Also, Tata in New York means you can't get a meeting with Jay.
Tata for now.
I think Tata in India is a big deal, though.
Yeah.
It means something like...
Car company.
But I think it's like a university is tied to Tata.
No, and it was also a consulting company that bought a bunch of stuff. It's a big corporation.
Good luck to Pollyanna. We'll see what happens, but it sounds like Emily's gonna dot that I.
I really would like to see. I don't care about the fight, but I want to see Douglas Silva de Andrade fight. What was the dude who was in the who had that monster mullet in UFC 246?
The monster mullet.
Yeah, like John Ellis or something.
I don't remember that.
I just sometimes I have a little bit of a mischievous side, and I want to see all the UFC fighters with mullets fight.
Just yeah, Trailer Park Night.
You know, redefine what BMF is.
Hey, that's racist.
A bad mullet.
Is it? Is that racist?
Yeah, there is a lot of trailer parks in the
I just
south.
Like looking at the other guy's name. Movsar Evloev. Movsar Evloev.
He looks like one of those typical Eastern European killers. Like, you think he's a punk.
And then he just, like opens your whole thorax and some pulls high, it out of you.
What about this guy? Like you're an insect. Like he's dissect.
I take your thorax.
This other guy is like the reverse AA run. He's like Dane AA, Bat Guriel. He's mixed between Batman and Gargamel.
That might be a Filipino name.
He said Gargamel. First of all, even if you've never seen what Gargamel looks like, the name tells you, right? Name tells you. You're like, who's Gargamel? Yeah. But you already know.
Yeah, there's this guy at the yoga studio, and he never wants to move out the way.
Yeah.
He never wants to move out the way. He will wait to the last 30 seconds till the new class starts before he leaves. He always does so. The wife couldn't take it. And so she's like, we're going to move to the other side of the room. We're just going to set up our mats on the other side.
Yeah.
We set up on the other side one class. He come out to class early, look at us surprised. Right? And then I talked to her about it in the car. I was like, you know, it's this habitual line stepper. He looks surprised that he couldn't play his little game. She's like, yeah, I had no time for Gargamel. I was like, I cannot with you.
Gargamel.
He looks dead on. Imagine Gargamel in yoga shorts.
That's a tough day.
Don't ever say that to me again. I can't get that image out of my head right now.
You ruined legacies, bro.
Straight up.
So this guy, Bat Guriel, right? Mm-hmm. When I was in the seventh grade, a kid came from Korea. His name was Johnny Kim. And Johnny Kim came to the suburbs that were quite white and racist. So he was getting called every disrespectful name in the game. None of the white kids would play with him. But Johnny Kim was different than other new kids. Because this fool had hands and feet.
He had
taekwondo. And he started kicking fools straight in the temple.
Blood. Nice.
He was laying these suburban white dudes out. And I was like, Johnny Kim is my friend.
Right.
Come here. North Korea.
Bring it in.
So you're from North Korea. Right, but then I'm racist because I don't know nothing about Korea. So I'm like, do you speak Chinese or Japanese? And he's like, I'm from Korea, blood.
Why is racist?
Right? You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know either. I'm like, they told me. I don't know. I'm black. I'm stuck out here with you.
But Johnny Kim was different.
yo, Johnny Kim. So the whole standard of being tough in my hood was if you were white, that did not get your ass knocked out by Johnny Kim. And he was like, bing, bing, bing. And he just come with what I later learned was like a tie kick. Bing! Straight to the temple. And fools was goodnighting. And I was like, yo.
He held both buttons.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you.
Ba-boom!
So I'm trying to tell you.
It's all time. He's in class. Just doing his taunt. Just building up his special.
Blood.
What'd you say? What'd you call me?
Blood.
So if you are Johnny Kim, go follow the bishop.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Johnny Kim was.
You like my work?
Oh, man, I just had to salute that fool. I was watching him. I was like, every time he got into a fight, I was like, do it, blood. Bow! I knew it. You weren't ready.
Do it, blood.
All 2020. But Johnny Kim was different.
Yo, so I'm going for Bat Guriel off top, like Gargamel for life.
Now that you said, you know what I actually think he is? I think he's Mongolian. I bet you that name's Mongolian. I bet you his wrestling skills are about to be savage.
He's gonna do one of those crazy,
yes,
one of those crazy Mongolian slams that you can't stop. You can't stop Mongolian slams.
Where they hook the leg and wow.
Mongolian slams are like, they're not cool.
It looks like judo, but they don't really care if you land on your neck.
Yeah, like in judo, you're slapping the mat. You can't slap the mat with Mongolian slams. No. It just came down on your neck.
Forget what that's named.
So why is the guy he's fighting named Guido Caninetti?
Isn't Guido an Italian thing? I saw Guido Caninetti fight.
But that's why they came up with the name.
The fight that I saw, he lost, but he had...
But there's a lot of Italians in Argentina.
All I'm going to tell you is this.
A lot of Europeans.
He has hands for real. He is down for whatever. So
yeah,
I hope that Johnny Kim can win.
But that's why
Johnny Kim. Hey, I love him though. He said, "But I was racist too because I didn't know didn't speak Chinese."
He's like, "I was racist too. When am I coming over for dinner?"
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys have sushi or fried rice? Right.
And does the soda come with it or
no? No. You know what I'm saying?
With a little nasty yogurt afterwards.
Yeah.
Do I have to use the chopsticks at your house or can,
yeah, is
can
it cool?
I bring my own fork? Is it cool?
But I'm telling you, Johnny Kim was a G, blood. He was a suburban legend, blood. For that's real, blood. Listen, I'm telling you.
We got to find him.
I saw Canetti fight and he's actually a G.
Yeah, nah.
But I want Bad Gorilla to slam him.
He was violent at UFC Argentina. Yeah, I remember that. That's actually what I miss about living in the peninsula. Because there were so many Mongolian barbecues back when I could eat that.
So good.
Oh.
And I was, you know how at the
I
end
remember
of the,
that.
At the end of Mongolian barbecue, you could always make a little soft serve.
Yeah.
But I'd never finish it. I would take it outside and throw it right into the gutter.
What was that about?
Who knows? Thing of beauty.
To be filed under random. What?
It is now confirmed that Sweet was indeed correct. He is Mongolian.
Wow.
Very just nice. I just looked it up.
Okay. That's a great insight, bro. Jeez.
I know some things.
I studied
some things. Wow. Are there any other fights? Scroll down, please.
I think those are the only.
That's the only ones we care about. All right. We're going to take a commercial break.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out why Johnny Kim was different. I am the Sweet NBA. Our comedy for this first segment was provided by
Adisa the Bishop, yo.
I am also joined by
Brain Damage.
We are recorded here at Dream Ear Productions with our lustiest Dream Ear production master of Deshaun Davis, who makes all the effects and the great things.
Mm.
Pew. Pew. We're going to be right back. Holler at your boy. And we are black.
And back.
And why are you saying that?
And brown.
Last day of Black History Month. Got to celebrate it.
I thought tomorrow's the last day.
He's right. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's one more day.
Leap year.
I'm too old for that. My knees hurt. I'm not leaping nowhere. We are covering UFC 248. Adesanya versus Romero. It's exciting.
That's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. You know where to find us. The only place to watch MMA in the Bay.
Where is it, you ask?
Seawolf. Our premier backyard is standing room only now.
4th and Webster. Stop Fourth playing. Come through.
When the summer comes, we're going to put couches out there.
Oh, man, I can't wait for the
cannot wait.
At the Seawolf.
Oh. We're going to get it. We're going to get it so cracking to where we have a giant screen outside.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Our vision is coming to fruition.
Dude.
Shut the whole street down.
Dude.
Straight up. Block party. Our first main event or main card fight is a crowd favorite who came out of Dana White's
or prelim.
Oh, is this a prelim?
This is a prelim.
Sorry. Prelims. Sorry. It's been a long, long day.
Yeah.
Our first prelim out of Dana White's contender series, we have Sean Sugar O'Malley.
I think that's the prelim main event.
That's the prelim main event? Now y'all confusing me. Okay, let's try again.
There's a lot of confusion.
Wheel up, Selecta. I missed that. So if that's the mainland pre-event, then why? Okay, we're going to talk about it.
I think we basically just want to cover the
We just want to cover this
one? The last one anyway,
sure.
Right?
Because I don't really care about Mark Madsen and Austin Hubbard.
I have no idea who those guys are.
That looks like the
neither Rodolfo.
That looks
but
like
hold
the
on, hold on. Scroll up. Hold on. We got to pause at Rodolfo Vieira, bro.
Yeah,
I need to help you understand.
Okay.
Laycraft.
That Rodolfo Vieira is probably literally one of the most dangerous jiu-jitsu fighters breathing with us.
Nice.
I'm telling you, he is a problem. He is a good takedown artist. And he's a devastating guard passer known for bone-crushing pressure that you cannot stop, okay? I don't know who he's going against, but I hope he's good.
You can tell by the last name.
Saparbeg.
Rhymes with, I hang out with hella Dagestani.
Man, but I'm going to tell
right,
you,
so is his
you're going to need, you're gonna
to
need Khabib to be your boy
yeah.
to live that night. Because Rodolfo Vieira is probably going to, he's going to be looking to make highlight footage. He's not going to be looking to win. He's going to be looking to make highlight footage.
Doesn't Vieira mess with, what's the tree trunk dude?
Paul Harris.
You know what? I don't think that they're on the same team.
Well, they look like they should be.
What I'm going to tell you is this. If you look up Rodolfo Vieira highlight footage, you're going to see devastating jiu-jitsu. Like, new era, problematic, high cardio, very strong, and super strategic. So, I don't know. I'm going to assume that this dude that's fighting him is also a beast. But this is also one of these things where, you know, we're talking about a gi champion.
Right.
And, you know, one of the problems that happens in jiu-jitsu, and we've seen it with a lot of jiu-jitsu legends in the gi, they get in the cage and they're not ready.
New ball game.
You know, they're not ready.
If they're only used to the gi, then it's, there's a lot of things that's taken from
So him. As good as he is, I'm going to bank that he wins this. But I have no idea what his actual MMA perspective.
So I just looked it up. It says he's 6-0 with 5 submissions and a knockout.
Wow.
Another interesting fight, Gerald Meerschaert, which sounds rude, and also he
does.
He looks like a smoked out version of Eric from the 70s show.
Oh, I thought he looked like the poor man's version of what's 300 again? This is Sparta. What's his name? Gerald Butler or something like that.
Gerald Butler, Prozac Gerald Butler. I'm just not really that angry anymore.
But Darren Wynn is DC.
We can share Sparta. It's fine. You know, it's fine as long as we set some boundaries. Cersei and I don't.
We're gonna need it on Thursdays. It's
as long as Thursdays we all obey the clearly posted. It's in the Google Doc. Versus Darren Wynn. Why do you know that name? Well, first of all, DC's he's been in my he's DC's boy, wrestling coach at Gilroy, helping the local. He would be in my fantasy league if you thieves and brigands would stop taking my picks.
So I'm assuming you're betting on Wynn. To win?
Wynn is great, but his hands aren't there yet. He doesn't have DC's kickboxing yet.
Do we know anything about Meerschaert?
I know that he's 1-3 in his last 4, and he's from Rufus Sport. Ooh. So Rufus Sport, you're gonna have some striking skills, right?
Yeah, you ain't gonna be no punk.
No. Although their team is going through a little bit of ripples right now.
But
right?
He's 20-12 overall, so he's been around the block.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas Darren Wynn, his first loss was his last fight.
Oh,
I mean, so he's still a puppy.
Right. He might be hungry coming. You know, sometimes you catch a dude off a loss, he might be like trying to kill you.
Right.
I'm excited about that fight.
Especially if it's your first loss, right? You're like, oh, I learned all those mistakes that I was making.
Now I'm going to show you what I just learned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And now the fight that they're really trying to use to sell the prelims, Sugar Sean O'Malley from Arizona's MMA lab versus Jose Quiñones, who is not really helping stereotypes with his... picture at all, but he fights the way he looks.
Ooh, that's deep.
He looks like a bandito.
Simonese.
He puts hands on dude. This is going to be fireworks.
Yep. 5-1 in his last 6.
O'Malley loves to spin.
So this is going to be nasty, is what you're telling me, bro?
Nasty as hell.
And O'Malley's 2-year layoff.
Yeah.
Why? What happened to him?
I think he got...
Was he injured?
I think he got popped.
Yeah. He got popped and then also marijuana. Yeah.
For the weed, bro?
Well, he had a tainted supplement and then also the state he was fighting in.
So we're talking about weed and roids or just weed? I don't understand. I'm trying
tainted
to make sure
supplement,
I understand.
Roids, and weed.
Wow.
But he didn't take
it's like almost to the day where like he's fighting March 7th and his last fight was March 3rd of 18.
Yep.
Whoa.
So like almost to the day.
So that fool's going to be looking to really squab to set it off.
Yeah. Right.
Especially I'm with all intrigued. That hype he had. That's because you got to realize you're using two years and you're not even in your prime yet. That's 2 years when you're like.
And you can just build. Yeah.
So that's frustrating to him. But like, you know what I mean? You know he was going hard the whole time in the gym. So let's see if the ring rust is there or
this
if
is
going to
be good, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to really set it off well.
Is it Pancho Villa? Is that what I'm thinking of?
You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Mexican Uncle Creepy?
Dude, he looks really... Like, that guy is either going to get knocked all the way out or he's going to destroy a man.
Yeah.
And take a bite out of his heart after
this fight. This fight is ending in a finish.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Like, both guys are going to be blessed.
He's right. There's sometimes when you see two dudes, you know the judges will not decide. Someone's getting hurt.
Look, the only way that this fight ends in a decision is if Emilio Estevez and Lou Dynamo Phillips.
This dude took it back to La Bamba era.
Straight up, the Young Guns.
La Bamba.
Going out in a blaze of glory. If only if the regulators show up, like, okay, you guys don't have to fight anymore.
Did you see the size of that chicken?
This is ridiculous.
And we're not even on any substances. That's what's sad.
You know, imagine. And this is the thing I need you to think about. Imagine just three sleep-deprived, overworked, underpaid, brilliant people.
Who like MMA.
Just here for you.
Right.
But we just hang out with each other and love to laugh.
You know what I'm saying?
We just love these fights.
This is what we do.
And imagine how we talk about each other when we're not on camera.
It's incredibly disrespectful.
Absolutely.
Incredibly disrespectful.
Absolutely. We were definitely...
With malintent.
Right. We were definitely those kids in detention by ourselves.
Regularly.
Our first fight of the main card. Oh, man. I'm getting chills just thinking about this all over again. Alex Cowboy Oliveira versus... Max Griffin.
Max Payne Griffin.
Now, Max has real hands. Am I correct?
Yes. And
he's got real hands.
You have to have hands when you're from where he's from. 916, stand up, Sacramento, California, Max Griffin.
Okay, now, although I got to say, last time I chose a dude from Sactown, he got obliterated by a Nigerian. And I want to apologize to all my Nigerian brothers out there, man. It's a decent, bro. I'm sorry.
I understand.
I shouldn't have bet against my own people. I know better.
Wait, you did it like a 23andMe and you found out you're a little bit?
I'm Nigerian, bro.
Great.
And Cameroonian. And then I bet against, you know, because I was doing this old West Side, we going to hold it down for the West. And then dude got beat up by a Nigerian. I'm just not doing it anymore.
My common sense kicked back in.
I'm staying with my people forever, bro. Look. Not just for the month.
Oh, that's
just
right.
Forever.
You picked Feely. That's what you're
Remember about. That?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he got obliterated. I was like, you know what I'm talking about? He said, too.
Do you know he trains with Kamaru's younger brother?
Really?
Who's like a heavyweight?
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be scary when that happens.
What?
So, Alex Cowboy Oliveira, you may know, he's the other cowboy.
The other.
Right.
Max Griffin out of... MMA Gold out of Sacramento, okay. And sometimes coming down to Santa Rosa.
Okay.
He, I actually believe, has the second best IG account in MMA.
Really?
And after
what is the litmus test for that? I'm not disputing it. I'm just curious.
When you wake up in the morning and you scroll through and you see that and you're like, oh, this fool. Like, do you send the stuff he sends?
I don't think I follow him on.
I gotta go find him.
You're like, you are a straight fool.
I did
fool.
Not know.
For real?
You are a fool.
All right. Well, then I'm rocking with him. Yeah, hey, I'm back, baby. Love the 9-1.
He is mischievous.
He's another one that's, if he doesn't win this fight, he's going to Bellator.
Max?
No, either one.
Whoever loses out, bro?
Yeah, like Oliveira's lost his last three, and Max is only 3-5 in the UFC, so this could be pink slip fight.
But I think Max just won his last three, right? He's on the comeback, right?
I think he won his last one, but his overall UFC record ain't looking too great.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because...
It's like he keeps win-loss kind of...
Right.
Loss-loss, win. But a couple of them were... Really close decisions.
Yeah, they were. They were.
That didn't go his way.
They were trash.
So it's not like he's getting obliterated.
And they were a trash decision where Dana was like, the judges are tripping.
Yeah.
This is a really equal match. I don't know if I remember their distance of length.
Right.
But Alex has really high-end Muay Thai and obviously the jiu-jitsu. Max has really good wrestling and very good boxing with some karate.
So this could really be in any given Sunday scenario?
Any given Saturday at Seawolf.
Okay. Dude, I can't wait. I think the wolf,
much like the last fight we just talked about, somebody's getting finished in this fight.
Yeah,
because you know, because it has to be. If anybody, you know, but this is also, and I'm not trying to clown, I'm being honest, this is where I wish the men of the UFC fought more like the women of the UFC, because women give their whole head and heart to a fight.
Yes.
Right. Whereas like dudes are trying to be like, oh, I don't know. Am I going out right now? Is it cool? And it's like, blood, stop talking and throw hands. Blood, slam this fool.
Like their feel out process. Especially when it's something dangerous. Like my job is on the line. I can't lose.
The women of the cage, man. When I interviewed Ralph Gracie, we talked about it on Bishop Chronicles. And he was like, he said straight up, the women don't care. You know, dudes care how they look, how people might know, bro. You know what I'm saying? The women go ham. So I hope that they go ham.
Well, that's because, you know, you got to remember, UFC wise, women's MMA is like, what, 6-7 years old? So they still feel like they got a hold of
it. They still got to prove. Right. So they're just thugging out.
It's true. I got to go with Max Griffin. I may not be right here, but I can't. I mean, look, ultimately, when you come down to two combatants like this, you really come down to who has the better hairline. And I'm
not convinced.
Yeah, me and Max, I'm gonna get faith.
You're gonna rock with that.
You know,
makes sense.
I mean, Max looks like, you know, Max is the child I would like to raise, and Alex looks like the father of the girl he wants to date, who's a hater. So,
wow,
I'm going with Max.
That's deep.
Yeah,
not like a whole scenario in his.
What? I'm still trying to contemplate the entire concept, but
look how they look. Like, is Stephanie here? Who's asking?
He said, "Who's asking?"
Introduce him to her uncles real quick, like Bad Boys 2.
No, not even. He's naked in the. He opened the door naked, drinking a Bud Light with a gun. Look at him. Look how he's standing.
He said, "Naked."
I would hope not naked.
This is insane.
I'm hoping dad ain't walking around naked while his daughter's getting ready for her first date.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
So, Child Protective Services may need to be called.
Man, both of y'all are fathers. The things that you would do to protect your daughter.
I wouldn't do naked, right. though.
Hey.
Right.
Exactly. I'll be honest with y'all.
Whatever happens wouldn't happen naked. And I'll if it honest. Is happening naked, lots of things have already gone
Let
wrong.
Let me tell you about a person like right. me. I don't have kids yet.
Let me tell you something about it.
Yeah. I hope to learn from y'all, but I will go to no extreme to make a good life for my children. So if I got to wear spandex and go to my kids' school to get their attention.
That is never the solution.
I'm going right now. Like,
if you think that wearing spandex and going to your kids' school is a solution for anything
it from the actual father's
other than
room.
Having to be a registered sex offender. You have made bad choices. Because no judge will understand why you went to the kid's school in spandex.
Right.
To confront a boyfriend.
Now you just did the opposite, because instead of everybody not messing with her, everybody's going to be clowning her.
No,
for
that's
the
my point. It's like, if I need to embarrass you to get your attention.
Hey, spandex dad, come over here. I got a question.
Hey, is your dad here in his drawers? I'm just trying to make sure it's safe.
I'm in my cup on everything.
On the outside. All I got was images of Eddie Griffin talking about how he answers the door to Jehovah's Witness with a butt naked with a chicken in his hand.
For a better life.
One of those construction hats where, like, they got, like, usually the frat boys put, like, beer in it.
But he's going to have coconut milk in it.
Yeah. One side will be coffee, one side will be honey. Oh man,
the ignorance.
I'm with it. I love you guys.
You see how like a fight between two dudes turned into all of that insane.
Straight up, I told you
that was not necessary.
That's what he's thinking
about. I'm gonna sum it up. Remember when you were a kid, you about to go on a field trip, your mom leaned in close to you and she was like, hey, I'm not gonna tell you again.
Look, you grab your ear first.
Hey, come here. Teacher done called about this before. You remember last time you went to Great America? Don't sit by that Brett kid again.
Right. This is why.
I'm the one who, when my parents told me don't sit by, Adisa. Yeah. Where y'all sitting? That's me. That was the first place.
Let's go to the back seat.
Let's go right to where y'all at.
Let's go take up that whole row in the back.
And I know it because my dad told me that over and over again. He's like, you just have a track record. I tell you not to do it. That's exactly what you do. It's like, I'll tell you not to touch that. You walk right over. Like, right there. What did he know? What did he know about a stove? Anyways, our next fight.
Neil.
I feel so conflicted because I really like you. I really like you, Neil. I rock with you since Tough. Neil right. Magny versus the Leech, Lee Ji Liang.
I have seen Neil before.
Yes.
But I don't know his opponent like at all.
Lee Ji Liang, the last time he fought was against Jake Matthews. And he lost by decision, but he's had several knockouts. He's a savage Sancho fighter. Ooh. He trains with the current women's strawweight champ. He trains with...
I'm a fan of Sancho much, dude.
He won his last three.
Oh, was that the one? He won his three? Okay. Yeah. Well, I knew I picked him for a reason.
Last two were knockouts.
I'm winning this fight.
Last
so you're knockouts. Picking him for this?
Dude, I love you, Neil. Yeah. I love you.
With Lee.
The only weakness is if Neil gets him on the ground and starts putting the jits on him...
It can be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
Who does Neil do? Do we know who his coach is? Neil's coach?
He's out of that Boulder, Colorado.
There's
Denver.
A lot of good jiu-jitsu in Denver, man. There's a lot of good jiu-jitsu in Denver.
And he's really well rounded.
Shout out to the homie Rob with two B's.
Yeah, and he's the dude who, remember he lost to Maya and then like a week later went and studied with Maya.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Neil's a monster, but yeah. So Neil is in that same. He trains a lot with Gaethje.
Okay.
Okay.
We gonna see.
Trevor Whitman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we gonna see.
My money. I hate to say it. I don't want to see Neil get knocked out. I mess with Neil a lot. But
yeah,
I
and he think, got knocked out in his last.
I
one.
I think this is a second round knockout. This is sad to me.
Yeah.
All right. So
Lee got them hands.
Yeah.
Dariush is a savage.
Our next fight. Benil Dariush versus Drakkar Klose. What is interesting about this fight is two fighters somehow got up here and have a match. But what's really more of a match is that the fact that they both sound like they could be European colognes.
Right. Right.
True.
And I feel like...
What is that? Are you wearing Benil or is that...
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm wearing Drakkar.
No, wait. Klose. That's Klose.
That's right.
Drakkar
Klose.
I feel like if you built a creator character, they both have the same skill set.
Yeah. Interesting enough, Drakkar Klose is part of the MMA lab, I believe, as well. He trains with Sugar Sean. Benil Dariush spent a lot of time with Rafael Cordeiro.
If I'm putting my money on Dariush.
So it's ironic because Dariush has had several of his friends and training partners beat up by the current 185 champion. I wonder what it'll be like to see him backstage.
That's gonna be crazy.
I don't know how to call this one. I think this.
These guys are both on 3-fight win streaks, so yeah. this is a crazy matchup.
I don't
right
think
now.
This
like,
is gonna go to one the of judges
them,
either.
Whoever's gonna win. Like, you're pushing that top tier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't look up what their rankings were.
I think this fight's either going to be really quick, like first round, or it's going to go
all the way. I'm pretty
sure
they're both in
the
top 10 already, though.
Yeah.
So I think whoever wins is getting a top 5 opponent.
Wow.
Hopefully. Although the lightweight and the welterweight is a little backed up right now. So.
Oh, I for some reason, I thought they were welterweight. They are lightweight, huh?
Yeah, they're lightweight. That'd be interesting, I guess. Yeah, maybe the winner gets to see Dan Hooker. Although Poirier called him out.
I did see that.
That'd be nice. We'll talk about
but
that.
But what do you think Hangman was talking about when he was like, I got some interesting ideas for International Fight Week?
I think putting himself in a whole, putting the whole squad in there.
Interesting.
So, who do you guys take on this fight?
This is a tough one to call.
I think this isn't going to be any given Sunday. This is going to be about mindset.
Yeah.
This may not be about technique. This could be about mindset.
This might end in draw.
I don't think it's going to be a draw, though.
I don't think it's going to be a draw.
Okay.
But I guess if I had to pick, I'd watch Dariush a little longer, so I'd go him. But
yeah,
this fight is a coin flip.
Yeah, I really can't call this one. I'll just go close because...
We got to go to hairline?
Yeah, but...
Close has a better hairline.
Close, but yeah, I don't know if he's of the tribe for me to look at his hairline. Mm. Right?
That sounds a little racist.
Sounds
just a little bit.
Sounds on the racist side. Just a little bit.
You're telling me.
I like how Deshaun just smooths it out.
Oh.
A little bit on this.
So,
side.
Me just making just a comment, little. That's racist, but you choosing based on his hairline.
Correct.
You're the one that brought up.
You made the hairline thing up.
That's racist.
Wow.
I'm about to show you racism, damn it.
That's violence and racism. That's a new level, Brian.
All right, I'm going with Dariush. Who you got? Dariush?
I'm going close because he has Michigan tattooed on his chest.
All right, who you got,
Brian? I think I picked Dariush.
Okay. So now let's talk about these ladies right here, though.
Can I say it like that? We're professionals.
I cannot tell you I'm so excited about this moment.
Whoa.
My style is now the women's champion. For me, my decision about this is very similar to how women think about me. I'm short and sweet.
Wow. That's what they think?
A month ago, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, or however you pronounce her name, I wouldn't know.
I butcher her name.
I used to care about her name until she started telling people to go back to the jungle.
No, she didn't.
Sure did. Told Claudia Gadea, go back to the jungle.
Did you see the tweet that she did? With this one?
She put out a tweet.
Oh, this was not right, and this is part of the reason why I want Zhang to beat the brakes.
That's the
off
best that's gonna happen.
Joanna.
That's the best that's gonna happen. What's actually gonna happen is we're going to have the first death in the octagon next Saturday.
Hey, listen, Joanna.
Weiling Zhang is going to kill Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Okay.
I don't want it to happen.
Tell the people what she posted though. She posted a meme that was hella inappropriate.
It was right when the coronavirus started to break out. Yep. It had both of them.
Like how a fight picture would be?
And she had the mask on.
No, she had a whole like hazmat suit on Zhang. Ooh. Oh, no, she had Zhang and then she was in a hazmat suit like you got corona.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you crossed the line.
And Zhang was like, oh, is that what you're doing now?
Hey, let me tell you what.
Like, you can talk trash about me all you want. We're gonna fight.
I've been looking at Zhang. I follow Zhang's page. Every time you see her, she's doing grimy drills. She's hella lean. She's hella focused. She's never playing, man. Joanna, I hope
the opposite.
I hope you know what this is gonna be. The Johnny Kim. Women's edition.
But Johnny Kim was different.
But Weiling Zhang was different.
Whoa. I'm telling you.
And
she's gonna lay Joanna all the way out, and it will be memorable. You know what this is gonna be up there with? Remember when who was the Brazilian woman that was talking crazy to who was the hip toss girl in the UFC? She was in the one. She used to rock with the Gracies, Rousey. Did all the remember when she was Rousey and it was what's the Brazil?
Betty Correa.
That was out of control.
Well, that wasn't nearly as bad as what Holly Holm did to Betch Korea. Remember?
I remember that.
When they were boxing, she was like, come on. And then Holly just kicked her in the mouth, and she was just like,
whoa.
Yeah, so she did that to both of them.
Dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Joanna's going to get destroyed, and I'm going to enjoy that.
And stylistically, if you believe in such things, typically when Sancho players go against Muay Thai guys, Sancho players end up eating Muay Thai people.
That's interesting.
Because of the kick catches and the tosses. A lot of times when you spar at gyms, Muay Thai guys be like, no throws.
Oh, because they don't want to get tossed.
Right, could you imagine? I don't know. I guess it's the equivalent of like a wrestler going with a jiu-jitsu guy and the jiu-jitsu guys are like, hey, no slams.
Right.
So if you're that worried about it, right? You see what I'm saying?
Then it's a problem.
You're basically saying
that you can't
stylistically you don't have an answer.
You can't hang.
Right?
Wow.
Like, I don't know. There's not a single Brad Gracie who would say
Zhang is still fighting for China, and China's got a lot of problems right now. So, like, the emotional content of what she's going to put into the octagon. If you base it off the last time we saw her, bro, she was unyielding in her attacks and accurate until the end. So, and that was before racist comments. And that's right. Just how she likes to show up. Now you done gave her a personal reason, bro? Joanna finna get destroyed, bro.
And trip off of this. Joanna started at 14-0, right? Until she ran into Rose. Yeah. She's only 2-3 in her last 3 years. Mm. Well, Lee, she lost her debut.
And never again. And
20 straight. The girl is 20-1 and lost her debut and has won for the last 7 years.
And now she's fighting a woman who's been openly racist in the public and mocked
in her first title defense.
The pandemic in her homeland.
In her first title defense. So you know she's like.
You mocked the pandemic, bro.
Show up with your hands, yo.
Oh, it's going to be a tough one. What?
That's what I'm going to be doing the whole fight. I'm going to be sitting there at Seawolf like this. I'm going to start making that sweet face like I know what happens next.
That's going to be nasty.
And Joanna thinks her range can save her.
No, bro.
No. You can get scooped.
And the last time I saw Johanna's page, she was trying to be cute in a dress and some heels by a car.
Yep.
And I was like, do you understand that right. You disrespected the pandemic and that girl's coming to take your head off? Okay. You might need that car for somebody to drive you to the hospital after the fight. But it ain't going to be good, bro. That's going to be crazy. I can't wait. Wait, Lee's going to beat that ass.
How did she get the title shot?
Because she beat Watterson.
Yeah, but, it was the Watterson fight.
But she had lost her fight before that.
Yeah, but she was in the top five.
I kind of thought everybody thought that Watterson was going to win that fight.
And Andrade got knocked up, so she's at the bottom of five.
I'm pretty sure Watterson was favored that fight. Yeah. I remember looking at it that night.
Yeah.
And she started, I think she was kind of being weak with her takedowns or something, right? Like, she wasn't really taking Johanna down, and then, like, the hands just started kind of tiring her out, and then
her strategy did not really make sense. Like, your name is Karate Hottie, and you're not throwing any karate strikes.
Right.
You don't throw axe kicks from the inside. It just didn't. It was weird. I don't want to make excuses, but she was. I don't know. The Michelle that got to the number five spot didn't
show up.
That was
not her that night. Not that night.
She didn't show up that night.
That's fair. And now.
Now, I think we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break, and then the
beat
end
him
now?
Down till the retirement, take a break. And beat him down till the retirement, take a break.
Then beat him down till the retirement, take a break. Then beat him down till the retirement. In other news today, speaking of Sean, I think Deshaun just figured out this week that Royce the 5'9 can rap.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, he had never grew up listening to no Sean Price, so he didn't know the things they've done together.
Sean P!
I'm starting sending him these Royce and Sean songs together.
Nice.
We're gonna take a break. Thank you very much. We'll be back with the main event.
It's gonna be bananas.
Don't go anywhere. I am the Sweet NBA. Our special, I don't even know if we could call you a special guest anymore. Our wonderful co-host.
What up, y'all? Adisa Maine, they call me the Bishop, yo. Wu-Tang.
Our resident host.
Our resident jiu-jitsu expert.
Exactly.
Brain damage.
Brain, our statistical manifesto.
He always has the fresh hats, bro.
Yeah. Everything is produced and recorded, executed by our wonderful executive producer. All types of producers.
All kinds.
Deshaun Davis.
You need something Dream with ear. Technicalities.
Yeah.
Look to Deshaun.
That's right.
And we'll be right back. Holler at your boy. But Cage Against the Machine was different.
Very different.
Very different. Oh, man. It's an exciting, exciting card. UFC 248. We are now here. We're now at that time. We are ready for my favorite part, your favorite part.
Mine too.
Your favorite part, his favorite part, everybody's favorite part. Everybody gets a favorite part. We're going to Disneyland. The main event of the evening. Fighting out of Auckland, New Zealand, by way of Lagos, Nigeria.
We stick with Nigeria now.
Straight up.
Straight up and down.
And really, if you really want to go there,
yes.
Auckland, New Zealand, by the way of Rotorua. North Island, son.
North Island.
Kiota, bitch.
Wow. He threw a biatch in there.
Did they absolutely say that? I had to get it.
Do they say biatch, though?
No, but me and Deshaun, we started our own Auckland to Oakland thing we were doing.
Oh,
where we were
that's
just,
hot.
It was just bringing town business to I island like business. That. They
wow,
loved it.
Wow, that's fun.
It's my passion. I'm going to get all y'all to go to New Zealand with
me. I can't
me.
Wait.
By the Oakland Liquor Store.
By the Oakland Liquor Store. By the Oakland Liquor Store.
Yep, in New Zealand.
Yep. Next to a nice. Candy shop called Mr. Crackety.
Do they have... Do they have backwoods in there? Because if they don't have backwoods...
No, but if you walk like 10 feet, there's a whole back area Crackety's? Woods.
Okay. I'll accept that. I will accept that.
Hold on, I seen that. I had to put it on camera for her.
Yeah, Oakland Liquors, man. I couldn't make that stuff up. Liquors. Oakland Liquors next to Mr. Crackety. I was like, oh.
Mr. Crackety.
If that's not
I am
town
not
biz.
Shopping there.
And right after somebody asked me, do you miss home? I was like,
how
no.
Could I? How could I?
Right when no? I started to, they had to remind me
right,
right there.
Mr. Crackety.
Miss yep. The people.
Down the block from the Shaolin.
Kung Fu Noon. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Ogre Chinese, like halal
what?
Spot called Shaolin Kung Fu Noodles.
Fire. Nice.
Literal fire, like so hot, they don't even give you napkins. They give you a box of tissue when you buy something.
Wow, because they're like, he's going to need that.
And then you try to get something to drink, like soda, and they just shake their head at you. You're like, yeah, can I get a 7-Up?
No.
Just push some water at you. City Kickboxing's own, the middleweight champion, Israel, the Stylebender Adesanya.
Man.
Fighting against the contender, the number 3 ranked middleweight in the world. Not the number 2, not the number 1, the number 3, the guy
third.
That Israel chose to fight.
Chose to fight.
Chose to fight. Not the one who deserved it. The one
who,
that Israel
who deserved it.
That's a toss-up. We could say
Costa.
Paula Costa.
But he's hurt, so it's not
he's
like
hurt.
He's
allegedly.
Him.
Allegedly.
It's not like he, but it's not like Israel's ducking
him. Daniel would make
him
fight if he wasn't, though.
It's not like Israel's ducking him.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right? So,
allegedly hurt.
But it isn't, he's not, I'm skipping this guy over to fight Romero, even though
right,
Romero
right,
lost
right,
that
right.
razor-thin decision against Costa. So
he's sticking to the warrior script by fighting Yoel.
Right.
Yeah, and also better to get him done now early.
Right.
Right.
So then so then he beats Costa up.
Yoel, the warrior, no, the soldier of God, Romero.
So, I mean, I know you've got Adesanya.
Yes.
Without question, and I'm not even you know I'm with you on this.
And if Israel wasn't here and he was fighting somebody else, I'd probably root for Yoel.
But here's the question.
Way. If I rooted for Yoel against Paulo Costa, even though I didn't want him to fight Israel.
Right. But here's the question. But here's the question.
Yeah.
If Yoel is going to beat Israel, what will he have to do? What will he have to do to decisively beat Israel Adesanya?
That's really hard to say.
Separate consciousness from.
It's really hard to say because
he has to knock him out.
Which Yoel Romero will show up? Because I thought Yoel Romero would have been a shoe-in to destroy Paulo Costa, and he didn't.
So do you feel like
in
Yoel?
In fairness,
go ahead.
Both those dudes landed shots on each other in that fight that 95% of the planet would have been put to sleep with.
But why didn't Yoel Romero grapple?
Because he knew they threw hands the whole time.
Right.
But he's like, saying, he's but like, that's what he's saying. Like, why wouldn't
don't you want to win?
He wants to win. He wants to be a crowd pleaser. He wants to be a highlight. But he
right,
because
grappling sometimes is hard to make it look as exciting to a crowd. That's
end
fair.
Up losing. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But here's the flip though.
Like, if you watch that fight at the end, you're like, who won? It's
right.
It's a judge's toss up.
But
as
judges.
Opposed to the guy who's on top when the bell rang.
But let me just say.
I'm just suspicious.
And I'm speaking as someone who. Is an Israel fan, straight up.
Yeah, yeah.
I want Adesanya to win, straight up. But I'm going to tell you, who did he fight before this last fight? Before he fought Whitaker?
He fought Gastelum.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that Gastelum fight, there were moments where I felt like
yes.
If he would have got taken down, he would have lost.
You are correct.
And so
but Gastelum tried.
But he couldn't, right? But, and I was like, no, like, because I was looking at Adesanya. But it was weird because it was that good in preventing. It didn't have any counters. He didn't have any counters for jiu-jitsu. Oh, so I was like, I feel like Yoel's going to play the striking game just enough to get close enough to grab.
Correct.
And you have to forgive me because I haven't seen all of his footage, but I don't believe I've seen Adesanya on his back for more than like 30 seconds. It seems like
He actually has a really nasty reversal guard.
Okay.
Like because he really focuses on reversal. I've never seen him on his back. Sweep.
So
I mean, even though I don't even know if I could call it a sweep because it's like
there,
if
you look, he's not there to he's.
If you look at his fight against, God, it'll come back to me. Maybe Kutalaba? No, not Kutalaba. There's a where someone goes for a takedown and he literally continues to roll them like asleep. So it's just fully. But he's never on his back for more than half a second.
And so this is what I wonder. You know, like for instance, who was the dude they used to call Captain America, right?
Randy Couture.
Couture, right? Like, my whole thing with Couture was like, I need to see him on his back, but the world never did.
No.
Because his wrestling and his boxing was so dangerous, you couldn't get him on his back. You just couldn't get him on his back.
Right.
So it looks like Israel Adesanya is taking a Couture-esque approach.
One person got him on his back.
Who?
Brock Lesnar.
When
he took the belt from
him.
You're right.
But look at the size difference.
You know what I mean? Right. But you had to be Brock Lesnar. Yeah. That's the thing.
And he had the game plan. Right.
You got to bring like some gargantuan mammoth dude to like make it happen, right?
Sabretooth.
So,
because let's be real. Randy was still a 205er. He just fought heavyweight at the end of the
trip.
So he didn't have to.
He's also fighting trash heavyweights. Tim
well,
Silva.
Back then, they don't have the skill that
Tim
we have
Silva
now.
Was not ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tim Sylvia, I feel you.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I just feel like.
And Keith Haring.
Like, what we're going to do is we're going to discover that Israel Adesanya needs a lot of work from his back.
We definitely know that,
about to see, like, wow, this dude might be the Black Couture.
So let me ask you this. Is, like, what is the reason why Yoel, you're saying Yoel Romero did not try takedowns or could not do takedowns against Paulo Costa because Paulo Costa's wrestling was so good or his defense was so good?
No, that's what Brain was saying.
Or it's
No. Don't get me wrong. I was not saying Costa's wrestling is better than
So we're Yoel. Saying that
I just
Yoel
think that
didn't just
Yoel's
chose
Yoel's one of those wrestlers that started knocking fools out and now he's like, oh, I enjoy this fist fight thing a lot better.
Yeah, and he's got
I can see how much the fans love me more when I'm knocking fools out.
Well, he uses his wrestling. He's a positional 25-minute
slugfest.
Right. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like Luke Rockhold and get knocked out, but he is a positional wrestler. He uses his takedowns to set up his short-range burst striking.
I'm just curious to see, like, I just wonder, like, I feel like Israel on his back may not be strong, and I'm curious. Because a wrestler is going to have good posture from the top.
Right.
He's going to be a good ground and pounder. He's not really going to look for submissions early. He's going to look to punish and tire. I'm just curious, like Brain, what do you think? Do you think that like, if you were Yoel or if you were on Yoel's corner, wouldn't you say, get this fool to the ground, blood?
I would.
And just wear his ass out. You know what I'm saying?
I said, look, you are a gold medalist Olympic level wrestler. This guy's... No matter how much power you have and knockout power, and you went toe-to-toe with Whitaker twice, you went toe-to-toe with Costa, and you can knock this guy out if you land, this is his strength is unorthodox striking.
Yeah.
So even though he's a skinny guy, he can still land a kick on you and knock you out.
He's slippery.
But if he's on his back,
that's
where you're best and all his advantages go away.
Because if I was Yoel, I'll tell you what I would do.
And he could still knock him out with ground and pound.
I would take the Habib route and just suplex this dude or throw him around two or three times just to let him know I could do it. And then I'd grind him down, like maybe in round two. But I would try to get him in his cage, pummel, slam, sock, do it again, pummel, slam, sock, do it two or three times. And make Adesanya be like, round two is going to be grimy. You know what I mean? then you can be comfortable striking because you know he's right. not going to – Israel's going to yeah. be like, ah, he might be, mm-hmm. be and tentative.
Then that, and then he's going to not throw as many kicks.
Exactly. So, like – but at the other – I mean, like, when you look at Hooker, right, like, you know that their jiu-jitsu inside city is not weak, right?
Right.
But the thing is, does he have it? I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not saying he doesn't.
Right.
We're going
to
learn.
Well, we know they have the jiu-jitsu, and you know he also has access to Kamaru Usman.
Ooh.
Right?
So in theory, his wrestling could be better than we know.
It obviously is because both of you have admitted that we have not seen him on his back. And he's facing wrestlers. And don't get me wrong. I pointed out that Gaslam tried. But again, Gaslam didn't go to his strength and try wrestling until like the third round.
That's when he was
tagged up and he was like, let me.
It was
and
late.
It wasn't working.
Right. He said,
but he didn't try it in the first round when we're dry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got my
I'm fresh. You're right. He did not.
So is Romero going to say, let's put on this war for the fans and let's get the 50,000 bonus, fight of the night, let's slug this out, or is he going to take the smart route and say, hey, I've had 3 title shots now, and I've come up short. I need to win this title, even if the fans are not extremely entertained.
2 title shots. This would be a third.
I thought he had 3. Because, you know why? It was the him and Rockhold was for the interim.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but he didn't make weight, so he wasn't allowed to win the interim
title. You're right. Yeah.
Again, why can't you make weight? Why couldn't you get...
You better make... Because he hasn't made weight in all 3 of those shots.
And he won't admit that.
But he won the Rockhold fight.
He won't admit it. And he can't make... Fights. And he can't... He didn't make any takedowns, significant takedowns, to set up stuff against Paulo Costa.
So is this an issue of, like, weakness? Like, he can... Like, if he makes weight, he doesn't have the power?
Something's going on with Yoav. Now, here's the issue.
That's interesting.
I think it's a 1-pound allowance that you can make 186 in every fight except for a title fight.
You have to be on
185.
It.
If you are 185.001, you're overweight.
You're out. You're right.
And it's, you know, what's interesting with Romero, you know, he's kind of like the armored titan in the sense that everybody has reported who has fought him has been up injured from fighting him.
Interesting.
Right? Think about it.
Leaves people maimed.
The only person who has not ended up injured like that is Whitaker, but I don't know. You know, we'll have to see if we'll ever see him again in the same way.
Because then Adesanya knocks him out, really, in the first round.
Dude.
And then finishes, he gets up and then finishes him in the second.
Crazy.
And it's like, yo, Israel did that, no doubt. But those 2 fights with Romero, he was getting touched up. And how much of that is a long-term effect on the rest of his career? Is he now going to be...
Right.
We'll find out.
We'll find out because who's he going to fight? Cannoneer?
Yeah, he was going to fight. No, he was going to fight Till, and then he got injured.
You're right.
Or no, he not injured, but he was gave away blown
now. Yeah.
So, Adesanya and Romero are made out of the same stuff.
And it's crazy that Adesanya was like, look... Whitaker's out, Costa's out. I'm a fighter, and everybody says nobody wants to fight Romero.
Right.
I'm calling him out. I don't care if he lost his last 2. It's not like he got blew out either of those fights. They were both close fights that could have been a decision for him, and nobody would have said 1 word different.
Right.
I want the killer. Let's see.
Wow. This is going to be crazy, bro. I cannot wait.
Yeah, if you're Romero, the key to victory is not actually always going for the wrestling. And the I don't know.
I agree with you.
That's the threat of the wrestling. The flip side of it is I think Adesanya has the ability, because you still have to push the attack and you have to be aggressive against
him. No doubt.
And Adesanya has broken the rules about fighting off the back. So he can switch.
And the back foot.
That's what I mean. Find like he can look like he's retreating, and it's really actually he's setting you for some nasty shit.
Right.
You know?
And that's why I feel not just wrestling, but I feel Romero's best chance to win is by trying to knock him out with ground and pound. Old school pride.
Yep.
Put you on your back and then
just
bam.
Boom, just rain with the hammer fist.
Like,
rain with the hammer fist.
If he doesn't do that, Stylebender's going to pick him apart. I mean, he still has, I feel like it's power versus technique.
Yeah. That is a fair statement.
I think also it's a thing of attrition. I think this will probably end up looking more like an Anderson fight.
Yeah.
Where some people just can't engage.
Right.
And it may even end up looking like on some shit, it's just like high-level ancestor stuff. Mm-hmm. I was trying to hint at this when Hector was here, right? When you look at Yoel Romero, right? Even though, you know, he talks about, you know, being a soldier of God and whatever, he's Cuban, you know, he got a lot of that Ogun energy.
For real.
Straight metal man.
Yeah.
Israel Adesanya bringing that Shango fire.
Yeah.
On some Shingy stuff. Wow. Right.
That's actually interesting culturally, you're right.
Right. On some Shingy, what stops metal? Fire. Yeah.
Mm. Well, all right.
But be good. I tell you this, I don't want to see Adesanya getting touched up the way Whitaker lasted when he was getting blasted by Romero, but
Whitaker had to stay the same, had to stay inside. He's not really the range. He didn't have the same, you know. Adesanya not only has the movement and the range, because their
Israel
style
has
like
to keep this at distance.
When you see like Whitaker fight, he uses that Hapkido karate zigzags, right? And then he was ill because he was able, that Hapkido stuff, when he would take a kick, he would also check the kick and come right back with
the
hand.
Right.
And then he also had really good jiu-jitsu that would actually make him counter, right? He's a really high-level jiu-jitsu guy that would make him counter against Romero. Plus, he had that sort of background of the scrum from playing rugby, right? So if you remember, Romero wasn't able to threaten Whitaker on the ground either.
Right.
Interesting point. The only time
you have ever seen Romero threaten people on the ground was Weidman. And then he set him up. It was a trick.
Yeah.
So when Weidman went to basically sprawl, the atomic knee came out.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So the key to victory, to start with Romero, is not so much about like really trying to get on the inside and things like that, but literally, like you're saying, committing, like really setting up the single leg.
Right.
Completing the takedown. And then I wouldn't even say you have to get on top. You have to take Israel's back.
Yep. And that's what I'm thinking about.
And start doing joint manipulation.
Yep. See, I'm thinking if he gets on top just in the closed guard and he punishes Israel and he can get him to soften the guard, pass, maybe get side, punish him from the side, try to make him turn, he can win.
Yep.
That's my theory.
Or also think about
but
messing with his joint.
But does Romero have jiu-jitsu too?
You don't need a lot. You just need to stay on top and grind.
He's a wrestler.
You know what I mean? You just need to punish. As long as he can pass the guard and just punish from side control, he might be able to finish him. But again, Israel is slippery. We don't really know his full potential. And it's probably way more than we think.
Now, here's a question that I need y'all to answer for me.
Go.
Israel has the technique to be able to pick him apart.
Right.
Do you feel like he has the power to knock him out and finish him?
Not in the first round.
Not in the first round.
Probably it's a five-rounder.
Yeah.
Probably third.
I would say fourth. Yeah. I would say third, fourth.
And it'll probably be by spinning elbow.
Yep. Because he's going to need to slow him down, make him hesitant, and then trick him into some engagement and bink.
For some reason, I have a feeling he's going to hit him with a liver kick and then...
Me too.
Well, he's
going to just...
I think also that's that thing that Romero does when he does his Taekwondo, his Cuban Taekwondo, Cuban boxing things where he does those explosive hands. Like you think about what he did to Rockhold.
Yeah.
Right? When he leans into it, it's going to leave himself here. And for someone like Israel, he has the ability to spin back and crack that fool.
Yeah.
Right?
It could happen. It's going to be a barn burner. Absolute insane fight.
Yeah. I don't think Romero's going to go to wrestling. Not early. I think it's going to be like Gaslam. If he goes to wrestling, it's because he's like...
Is if Israel starts wrestling. And what if he, like, just to mess with his head, like if he just hits like a blast double and rushes him into the cage, not even stays on the ground, which is like, bing, got you down, fool.
I don't think that would be a good move.
I think it might.
Because
what do we know about Yoel from his back?
Right.
Right?
Nothing.
Because a lot of these wrestler dudes, they can slam you all day, but if he gets put on his back... He might panic.
But that's, what does he do? Outlast that round? Now the rest of it in his head is, oh, you want to wrestle me?
Or
I'm gonna show you about wrestling. You try to, come on, man. I'm standing with you. This is your strength. You want to take it to my strength? We'll see. All I gotta do is outlast this round, and then.
But like, I know, like John Jones. What did he do to DC? Right? Remember, he took him down 2 or 3 times. He's like, I thought you was the Olympian.
When you first said it, I thought of Jones versus Gustafson when Gustafson started taking him down.
See?
And just and remember.
I was like, what?
Exactly.
You know, I was friends with Johnny Jones, so.
It's going to be live.
It's going to be live. It's going to be a great fight.
It's all the way.
I'll be excited to see it. You guys know where to find us. Seawolf, 4th and Webster.
Be there.
The whole squad will be there.
Be there.
Any other thoughts?
I'm just really excited, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be then what?
Epic.
2 more months after that, and it's Fergie and Khabib?
1 month.
Woo!
1 month?
1 month. April.
So it's the very next one after this?
Very next.
249?
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm picking Khabib. You know why?
Listen.
Because you don't see him.
Listen,
Dana. At all.
Listen, Dana.
That means that Dana. Fool is putting in work.
I don't ask
the
you for
low.
Nothing, Dana.
He ain't talking crazy. He's not like, I will break him. He ain't saying nothing, blood.
Give me a little cuss.
I don't ask you for nothing, Dana. I want you to do something. You know at Caesar's Palace where they like bring out the emperor and whatever? That's what you need to do to Ferguson and Khabib for the whole fight week. There's no way you're going to stop every cord.
Ever.
There's no way you're going to clean up the area. If you just pay people to carry them, they can't trip.
Man, this fight has been booked 5 times and has still not happened. So we really need the MMA guys to
do
let
we need
us
to like
have this.
Bubble wrap?
You need to bubble wrap
let us have this.
Hey, you know what you need to do, Dana? Let me help you. Help the U.S. economy. I know you're supporting the wrong president, but you need to get Amazon to ship these fighters to the match.
Safely.
Safely. Because have you seen these Amazon drivers? They do a damn good job, okay?
They're good at what they do.
They're good at what they do.
Shout out to Bezos.
Straight up.
Shout out.
You know, you need to get dude from Silk Road.
Right.
He was able to get illegal products across the world safely. You
all
need to figure that out.
All the time. Yeah, that's going to be crazy, bro.
Man. And then they were saying that Nunes' next fight is going to be the winner from... Next fight night?
Yeah, from the fight after, from what's her name? The one who just fought Cyborg before she left.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at 145, which means they're really probably going to kill that 145 division, which is sad.
Tragic.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird to see how women's MMA continues to evolve.
It's so fun to watch, though.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a blast. I've had a great time. We will see you soon.
Go to the Seawolf.
We'll be out there. I'm the Sweet NBA. I am joined by...
Brain Damage.
As well as...
The Bishop.
Everything you are seeing, hearing, and experiencing was recorded, produced, and curated by the Dream Ear Productions crew, directed by Deshaun Davis. And remember, Johnny was different.
Johnny Kim was different.
And without further ado, Gia!